Welcome to the Good Vibes Podcast with Clark Impastato and Ryan G.
Bam, there we go. Well, hey.
Hey, buddy.
Happy 4th of July, dude.
Happy 4th to you, the Vibe Tribe, and all the Patriots out there that believe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Believe.
Dude, I love the 4th of July and Halloween have always been my two favorite holidays since I was a wee lass.
I a wee little lass. Well, you know, after the show, I'm actually going to go run to Walmart, and I got to go get the smoke bombs and some fireworks.
Yeah.
You know,
got to. We're having a block party at my buddy's house, and so we're going to, he said, just bring some fireworks and to add, he's got a lot of hot dogs and hamburgers, so he asked if I could bring over, boxes of mixed chips or whatever, the little bags and stuff. So,
the lunch pack stuff.
Yeah, a little lunch pack stuff. So we're gonna do an American thing and go to Walmart ourselves.
But you know what, man, that is so Americano, where it's that potluck and the community. That's what's a fourth is so cool.
That's why I was so excited when he said he has a block party. And I'm like, that is awesome. He goes, dude, you and your family want to come? I'm like, yes.
Oh, man.
I haven't seen that type of. It just doesn't happen anymore. It don't happen in my neighborhood. I think they all hate me, but
no,
anyway.
In Kelly, it was tough, man. Like when I lived in Kelly for the 3 years, I would
not friendly.
I would
dude.
Set up the Smokey Joe, whatever. I'd be, barbecuing out there, and people would literally walk by, not say hi. They'd walk with their face down. I'd be like, hey, good afternoon. You know, it's like,
yeah,
I was willing to, do you want a beer from the cooler? You want to chat, neighbor?
Yeah, a handy, a beer.
Wiener,
a hot dog?
Around? Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
But no, man, to this point, I think we're excited to talk about, we're going to talk about the 4th today in 1776. But I think what's so awesome about 1776, the birth of our nation here, is no nation so large has ever attempted self-government so ambitiously. If you think about it, our country's founding principles and documents were drafted by basically imperfect people that had led to this growth and improvement for hundreds of years. Think how powerful that is. And the concept that they came up spurred the creation of democracies, not in Europe and around the world. So think how inspiring this day is and how they basically set out with a mission that that the rights are bestowed by God and free people and not government, and how we've seen this expand around the globe, but we have to continue fighting for it, right?
Well, that's why it's very unique what they came up with, and it's amazing that really until recent times, at least it seems that way, that it held its own water. You know what I mean? It was a lot of people confused, the Greeks invented democracy and stuff. The thing is, it was a different type of democracy. It was basically you elected people, then they were in power. Mm-hmm. What our forefathers tried to set up is that we elect people and they have to act upon our will. It wasn't just a detached democracy it's kind of what it's turned into, unfortunately. Politicians become self-serving, but I think our forefathers tried to frame it up. Not only are we going to elect you, but while you're in office, you got to reflect our will. Mm-hmm. You can't just vote how you want to vote. You vote how we want you to vote.
Yeah.
And that was their concept of this constitutional republic. It's not a true democracy where other societies, you basically voted for your fucking slave master is what you did in a way. You know what I mean? You had the power to vote, but then when they were in charge, you had no say. They wanted us to still remain in power as far as you have to reflect what we want. Even if you disagree, if your district says we want this, you have to tell them, look, I don't agree with this, but this is what my constituents want. So I'm voting this way. And that was a unique evolution in the concept of democracy. I don't know that it's still alive today. I doubt that it is, but it should be.
Well, it should be.
The will of the people.
That's where I think, again, we harp at this and we have guests on and we talk a lot about this, but we have to be on guard. We have to be vigilant because, again, we don't want to turn into an oligarch society where there's the puppet masters and then us peasants. You're absolutely right with their intentions. And I'm kind of hoping, we've said we're not Democrat nor Republican. We're more of those constitutional conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very important day for anyone that still wants to honor, believe, and fight for the Constitution. And by the way, thank you for to all the men, men and women out there still doing the good deeds and fighting the good fight.
Thank you guys. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, so, and veterans like Mr. Clark here, you know, still a day you got to thank them. You know, we celebrate a month for every other holiday except for veterans. I still don't understand that one, but you know, I'm not going to touch that today. I'm not touching it. Okay. Yeah, I'm not touching it today. Okay?
Do cats have nipples, Fokker?
Do they have nipples? What? Nipples?
I came across a screenshot when we FaceTimed a long time ago of you doing, and I thought it was De Niro at first. Dude, I'm like, what the fuck? They have a picture? Oh shit, it's Ryan.
Did I draw the mole on my face? Because if I really get into character, I'll at the bar I'll ask for a marker. So I'm sure you'll see that when you come back to Texas. So I'm excited for that. You know, speaking of this, two interesting things I caught this week that kind of disturbed me, considering this is the week of the 4th. And you know what? It doesn't matter if you're in the United States or brothers and sisters over the pond or all over the world. Every country has their own Independence Day in a sense. You know, again, that opportunity to celebrate your independence and freedom. But two things bothered me. First thing is, I don't know if you caught Miss Wanda Sykes on, I forgot what late night show. I mean, who cares who watches those shows anyways?
I don't pay attention.
She was reacting to the Roe v. Wade decision, which a lot of Hollywood elites are. And she said something along the facts. I'm going to paraphrase. It's, you know, I would butcher it. But, you know, basically the talk show host asked, you know, what are your thoughts? And she said basically that, you know, the majority of the population and people know what's right and what's going on live in New York and California. All the people in the middle of the country don't matter.
We're stupid.
The
flyover states. Yeah.
Yeah. So not to mention that the stupid hillbillies, all those flyover states, you know, I guess I would ask her, how does she get food on her table? Mm-hmm. How does she get the clothes on her back? People that what concerned me with that comment, it represents exactly what is wrong in society right now. We have these two groups, these elites. Mm-hmm. That, you know, want to rechange history and the Constitution. And then there's us peasants. That's it. You know,
they're so detached from reality. Like you said, do they realize where certain things come from? You know, and it's a breadbasket of America, or it used to be. I mean, I don't know why all of a sudden, like, other countries are our breadbasket. We are self-sustaining.
Yeah.
We always have been until recently. I don't know how or why. But, yeah, I mean, we went from a concept that our forefathers have of these United States to us and them. And I don't know how or why. It's some of the best people in the world. I mean, I grew up in a small mountain town in Colorado. I spent a couple years, my middle school years, in Nebraska. And those are just, you know, in the summers I would visit relatives in both California and New York. And dude, you can keep that shit, man. California was fun. My aunt had a nice apartment on Venice Beach, literally, like, you look out her porch and there's the ocean. You could see the bike path. And I mean, it was front row tickets. That was pretty mind blowing.
Yeah. People watching at Venice.
It was. I do. And that was back in the 70s and 80s where, you know, it was all the roller skaters, break dancers, skateboarders, Muscle Beach.
Oh, did you boardwalk. See Roller Girl?
Not knowingly, but I could have. Roller Girl from Boogie Nights.
Oh, good Lord. What a great. Thank you, Heather Graham. I love you. I love you.
Yeah. Dude, that's a whole genre I Google from time to time. It's kind of weird. But anyway.
Anywho.
But yeah, you know, I don't understand why. You know, I just remember growing up, to me, every state was fascinating that we drove through, visited.
Yeah.
I didn't think of any state better. I mean, you always kind of love your birthplace. You know, sure. I always loved Colorado back in the day, although it's kind of changed these days. But I just don't get that us and them, these elites, are so unplugged. In fact, there was a clip that was going viral around Instagram. One of the ladies on The View said something ridiculous like, you know, well, when black people start to own firearms, the laws will change. And I'm like, are you that far detached? Are you what are you, back in the 40s? I mean, I don't know what kind of comment is that to not realize that. I mean, it just kind of dropped my mind. And in fact, there was a funny meme. It showed a black dude with a gun and it said, "Who's going to tell her?" You fucking stupid. But it was just a perfect example of a statement that shows how detached these elites are.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they don't grasp that, you know, we are a united country. And I think most of us are. I think the biggest problem we have, and we've talked about it a lot, is just political elites, the entertainment, Hollywood elites, the athletic elites, for some reason. And most of them, I don't know about politicians, they seem to come from fucking wealth for the most part, but a lot of these athletes, a lot of these celebrities started out as normal people. And I don't know, how do you not know where you came from or reflect upon that, you know?
Well, you know what, speaking of that, again, something I caught in the news this week is, you know, you have comments coming like that from The View, or you have Wanda Sykes, and you want to show character, you want to show someone who's dialed in on how to be a leader and what it means to respect people. And this gentleman's not even American. I'm talking about Sir Richard Branson. Mm-hmm. So this was one of the busiest holiday traveling periods, you know, a couple days ago, people leaving for the long weekend.
Oh, sure.
You know what this gentleman did? He stood in line at Virgin to go through security. Like everyone else.
That's
He's not special. He's no special billionaire.
Awesome.
Don't usher me in with
He could easily bypass it, yeah.
He owns the airline. Of course he can. I mean, That's awesome.
We need more of that, dude. These people that think they're above all this shit. That says a lot. I love examples of that. Wealthy people, celebrities, they do normal shit. Like Keanu Reeves, there's a video of him giving a seat up on a subway for some lady. You know, a lot of celebrities wouldn't do that. Yeah.
What about Warren Buffett? You know? I mean, the man could own, you know, Castle Grayskull if he wanted to, but he lives in a humble home. He drives an F-150.
You know,
he's not getting the Lambos and the McLarens and, you know, whatever billionaires would get, toys. It's just, you know, wears his sneakers, goes shopping by himself. See, I think that is the issue, too, is where I don't think the problem is that we've gone away from the principles of this country, of the founding fathers. I think what has happened is the elites have gone so greedy and they have not been kept in check by the people or by regulation. So why, again, good on Zuckerberg, you're a billionaire. You invented something people gravitate towards. Good on you. But the problem I have is, why are you taking your money and getting involved in elections? Go be a business dude.
And if you're going to do some philanthropy, pay it forward in a positive way. Yes. Set up scholarships for bright minds to go to MIT, or, you know what I mean? Like, there's ways that you can use your wealth. I was thinking the other day, maybe society collapses because individuals hold too much wealth and power, in that I saw a meme, which I'm very suspicious of memes because it's, you know, anyone can make a meme, but it was basically showing all of the land that Bill Gates was buying up, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of acres here and there. And I don't know, I'm not going to dive deep enough into it to see if it's farmland. There's all these conspiracy theories about he wants to control, you know, the food production, whatever. I'm just curious at the, why that any one individual feels like they need to own that much land. Like, you know, BlackRock is buying up a bunch of land, very powerful company. And it just is, it strikes an eerie feeling inside me that why would an entity or an individual just have to have that much? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're talking about a lot of these other people could direct their money in other ways. If I was worth billions of dollars, hey, I worked hard, I earned it. A lot of these guys did. In fact, I don't know a billionaire that's popular that just inherited this shit. All of them started out in a garage somewhere. You know what I mean? So good on you guys. But where's the moral compass to, you know, Elon Musk kind of does some cool things now and then. You know what I mean? He's kind of eccentric as well. But some of his ideas, I've heard him talk about, I'm like, that makes a lot more sense than this other billionaire dude's talking about. Where's their sense of giving back to the societies they came from, or the, you know, groups of people that they mingled with for decades before they rose up to, you know, how about, like I said, kicking back, you know, instead of spending $750 million on drop boxes, which is politically motivated, again, put that into scholarships for young kids that have potential to go to college, like high school kids or something, you know?
And I think what he would say in his defense, and a lot of these billionaires, because they do give back. I mean, they do the scholarship, they do all this stuff like you're saying, but the problem is when you know, ultimate power is corruption, right? So when you are such a, it's no difference of what we saw in the early 19th century of the oil and railroad barons.
Oh, right? Sure.
They ended up getting too powerful and controlling pretty much.
Well, the government had to break up these monopolies and stuff. Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. I mean, this isn't a new phenomenon. It's all in proportion. We had the Rockefellers and, you know, whatever, the Vanderbilts or whoever these iconic names are. But the government did step in to regulate that shit because they saw if one individual or company amasses this stranglehold, it's just. But all of a sudden, now the company or the government seems to be in bed with these companies. That's the difference.
That's the concerning part, because that model of power is modeled more after the Chinese, where it's the blessed. Some of these oligarchs or certain companies will have this lifestyle, will have this money, but the rest of you are going to be in the rice paddies. Yeah. And, you know, it's disturbing seeing, which kind of leads me now to the second thing I said I saw. That was really disturbing to me. And I actually had to take a time out and rewind it on the, I call it TiVo, but who knows? It shows my age, right? TiVo.
You had to rewind the VHS tape,
yeah,
did you?
Right, you know? this statistic came out this week. They said pride and patriotism in the U.S. is at an all-time low at 56%. So, meaning that people in our country are not proud to be Americans, and I think that's tragic, to be honest with you. Now you compound that too, which the military came out this week. The military recruitment numbers are down 22%, and that's probably because the new woke agenda is
the woke shit's
plummeting morale and rising discontent. Right.
Well, and a lot of parents are discouraging their kids from joining. I wouldn't let my. I mean, I would. I don't want to say I wouldn't let, but I would not encourage my daughter to join the military right now. And I would have a few years ago.
Yeah. And so you have that. And I think that rolls into the first statistic is, the 9/11 effect.
Oh, you
stepped on my ding ding. You're coming after my flag, my country. I have pride.
Yeah.
Recruitment lines were down the block.
So was national pride. Everyone, there were flags everywhere. And it was beautiful for a moment. And I think most people love this country. I think, you know, if you run that same survey at Berkeley, probably 80% are going to hate America. You know,
maybe that's where they did it. Maybe they picked that's what California I mean. Where's campuses.
Where's the sample taken from? Because, you know, I throughout all this stuff that's gone on the last 2 or 3 years, I've always noticed when I go to the grocery store, go to the gym, everyone's getting along. There's no racial tensions. There's no gender divide. There's everyone's smiling at each other in the gym or wherever I go. You know what
it's
I mean?
The media.
It is. The media paints this picture. I truly believe that it's just 10 to 20% that's just kind of honoring, maybe 10% extreme right, 10% extreme left. I do believe most of us are in the middle. Most of us want to be left alone. Most of us are proud of our country and happy for the most part. But that doesn't sell news stories. And so they focus all their attention on just these stupid headlines and stupid talking points. Then it's echoed by these stupid shows like The View and getting everyone all riled up.
You know what it reminds me of? Almost like from a strategy standpoint, a marketing strategy standpoint, it's almost like the same thing what they're doing is what sport teams do, right? So if you're a Chicago Bears fan, we hate the Packers. Packers.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know, so now it's like conservative, liberal, Democrat.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Or like the cage fighting is like, versus, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it did get it all hyped up.
Yeah. It's just in the
especially around election cycles, too, man. So we're coming into midterms and it's just so crazy.
It's going to get worse. But the thing is,
it's going to get worse before it gets worse, right?
Yeah. I mean, building on what you said, the past 3 years, you know, well, coming on to three. I mean, 2020, we thought that would be the only dumpster fire, but surprise, surprise. I mean, there's definitely been an obvious path of destroying pride in our country and pride of being American. You know, they're trying to do this great equalization. And, you know, again, 2020 is the tearing down of statues, renaming buildings, you know, now progress forward, what to say, what not to say, new words, agendas, anti-police. I mean, we could go on and on and on. All these things are on a mission to make you less American, less of someone who wants to believe in the Constitution, someone who wants to honor our country, hence serve or do these things. Yeah. And look, just become a sheeple, man. That's what I, to me, that's I think what it's it is. Yeah.
There was some well-known university. I can't remember what, but they just removed like Abraham Lincoln's bust from their library or whatever it was. And I'm like, Abraham,
he ended slavery.
I just, it kills me. Like, I don't know. That whole thing's disturbing, you know, but I do think it's like last year for the 4th of July, we went to the Folsom Rodeo and it was awesome to see just, especially for, you know, my daughter coming from Thailand. I want to show her as much about America as I can. You know, it's half her heritage.
A rodeo will do
and
that.
So, she had never seen anything. She was just, her mind was blown, riding horses, riding bulls, the dirt bikes. They had like the Nitro Circus dudes doing backflips off ramps and shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I remember telling her, they don't got that shit in Thailand, do they? No, she's like, no, this is amazing.
Did you top it with a corn dog?
I don't remember what we ate, but we had all the goodies and snacks. And of course, you know, you have to. And so, yeah, it was so neat. I mean, she just was laughing. She even cried a little bit, and have the big fireworks show and the national anthem plays again. And
that's solid.
And I mean, it was just an amazing event. And it just in that moment, it just reminds me that the American spirit is still alive and well, despite some of the elites trying to kill it, despite, you know, politicians and greedy little dick beaters all over everything in our society.
Yep.
The will of the people, kind of like the story of the Grinch, right? He steals all their shit, but they still sing Christmas songs. And he's like, what the fuck? Well, what's going on? It's that same thing in America. This 4th of July, you have certain calls to boycott, or like that post I put of that chick saying she wants to burn down the country for 4th of July. First of all, Tootsie Pop, good luck. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
You know, you guys suck at violence, by the way. It's kind of cute.
No, they suck at violence. And again, there's more of us versus them. But what I think is concerning, and I think with the founding fathers and the principles of 1776 and what we all have to be on guard of is, you know, there is that manifesto of socialism. And, you know, it is a playbook. You know, I did kind of go back and look at this. And it is kind of concerning, because if you see where we're at, you're kind of like, okay, can you check that off? Can you not check that off? So, for example, healthcare, control healthcare, and you control the people.
Of course.
Oh, Obamacare, you know, what's going on?
Yeah.
Welfare, take control of every aspect of their lives, food, housing, and income.
That's what they preach. Housing's a right. You should have a free house and all that. So they always disguise all this as free shit. And what I always remind people of, name something the government does well. Why do you want them in charge of where you live? No, thank you. I'll find my own house.
Yeah, but what I am very concerned about this where is when people think of welfare, they think of, you know, the poor and you're lining up for your check on the, you know, the first month, things like this. But think about what I just said. Take control of every aspect of their lives, food, housing, and income. Mm-hmm. Food is rising exponentially. Housing, not many people could afford to buy a house right now. And income is depleting because of inflation. So we, in a sense, all of us are experiencing a welfare right now because of the policies and what's happening. Next, education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what the children learn in school.
Mm-hmm. That's all the CRT and all that other stuff,
So we're witnessing this. So it's like people are like, no, this stuff isn't happening. You guys are conspiracy. You guys are radical, conservative, whatever. Really? I just rattled off three guys, and we could give examples.
Well, you have to wonder, how does a country fall to communism? Because the end result, exactly, the end result's horrible. Like, why would someone want to live in Soviet Union or, you know, whatever we grew up with? I always wondered, like, way people would voluntarily do this shit. No, it comes in
stages,
slow and steady, and it pretends to be friendly, like any devil out there, right? Any poison out there pretends to be your friend at first, and then by the time you realize it's got you, it's like Hoist Gracie already has you in a choke. You ain't no escaping by the time you realize you're fucked.
And speaking of the devil, like you said, next is religion. Remove the belief in God from government and the school. So, again, what we saw with COVID is, you know, don't go to your church or mosque or synagogue or whatever. Remove religion. Tell me if this is happening, okay? Class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. This will cause more discontent, and it will be easier to take tax the wealthy with the support of the poor.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I mean, when I found this, I was like, guys, they're deploying this. This is the opposite of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. This is what we're battling right now. Next, debt. Mm-hmm. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Guys, this is being deployed right now. Oh, guess what's next? Big surprise here. Gun control. Remove the ability for the people to defend themselves from the government.
You have to.
Well, that's second to the last step. And you know what the last step is? Poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will keep socialists in power if they are providing everything for them to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all of those are big tactics of, you know, the left. It's just a big, it's a thing, you know, unfortunately. I the only thing that doesn't exist in other countries that have fallen for this is the American spirit. There is something different about us.
The internal flame.
Something in, and it's strange. It's kind of like the 9/11 thing. If we want to be left alone. The people do. I know our government's kind of mischievous, but the people, we want to be left alone. We want to do our daily lives.
Yeah.
When the government or someone else fucks with that, we'll get our lazy asses up off the couch and start beating some ass.
Like you said, the
gift our forefathers.
Moment.
There is. Our there forefathers is put a spark in us.
Mm-hmm.
It, we will tolerate it for so long. They tolerated the British for however many years. And then at some point, they're like, all right, fuck this shit. Fuck this shit. The fuck it button is in all of our DNA. And the fuck it button's contagious. Just like all this socialism shit's contagious for the wrong reasons, so is the patriotism spark. It's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's a tipping point, which I hope there never is, but if there is, that is just as contagious as all the negativity and all the other shit that's going on. That's the one thing that hasn't existed in other countries.
Well, speaking of tipping point to our brothers and sisters overseas, I'm hearing through sources that some of these tipping points are occurring, especially if we have any brothers and sisters in Spain. I hear there's protests where they're throwing bricks through the windows and they're starting to say, no more of this crap.
Yeah. Uh-huh. People want their freedom, dude. People want to be left alone.
Yeah.
It's just we're modern people. There's too many ways for us to communicate, and the same tools that the bad guys are using, we can use too, as far as communication, motivation, organization. I mean, we're on the good side of things. We want things to work out. We're being patient, but everyone has their point where they're like, all right, fuck this. If you starve us out for too long, we're going to fight back. If you try to put your boot on our neck, we're going to fight back. I mean, it's just
thing like you said with Bill Gates or these people buying all the land and some of the manifesto I just read you know, again, controlling the food source, that's creepy stuff, man. But like you said, I totally agree with you wholeheartedly. There is a spirit and it's hard to describe. And I've had friends come over from overseas, either from the UK or Australia, things like that, to visit. And that spirit, they will describe it to you. It's weird.
The whole world sees it. That's what makes America this beacon that people come to. And I get it. You know, there is something. And you're right. Sometimes foreign people can see it and describe it better than we can. Because when you're born in it, you just it's like being born poor, being born rich, whatever. That's just normal to you because that's what you were born into. Well, we were born into this. In fact, some of my favorite Americans are foreigners that have become American, like my wife and other people that we've talked to. They are so not just appreciative of this country, but the way they can describe it is very unique because they live. Remember Hamidi growing up, getting tortured in one of Saddam's prisons and all this shit. And then the way he describes America, I mean, he's just some of those people born in other countries. Dinesh D'Souza is another one.
Yes.
Are amazing Americans. And they remind us of what we have, that, hey, you fuckers got it pretty good here.
Yeah. And you know what? Shame. I mean, I don't know what turn, but I know you and I both agree, and we believe that the media is just, it's part of this evil empire. But I think getting to that spirit and quote, free will, as citizens, you know, we have that option. We could surround ourselves with this bullshit messages and believe on how bad things are and, you know, how bad we are and things and et cetera, et cetera. If you want to believe that, then be a sheeple, okay? But I want to remind people, despite our shortcomings, okay, this country is still a symbol of freedom, and every citizen should embrace that pride and visit some of the places you have not been to or seen if you don't agree with that, you know. And you've talked about this. You've been around this globe.
Yeah, and I've been to some bad places. If you're curious about communism and you think it's a good idea, go visit a communist country.
Yeah.
And live there for a month and see, walk around, try to do some shit. See if they don't snatch up your cell phone or whatever. See if they restrict your movements or if they, whatever, you know, go. That's what I would do. I mean, I lived in another country for off and on for 6 years.
If you visit Russia and you're part of a tour, there is a representative that will go with your tour. That's a state representative. He's there to watch y'all. Okay. That doesn't happen.
Go visit North Korea. See how that works out.
Right.
Go to some of these tougher countries. And if you're truly curious about this, I think that's a great, it gave me a perspective to see America from the outside. You know, again, being born and raised here, I knew it was a good country. I mean, you and I have talked about our childhoods, very patriotic, the movie industry, the music, the culture. Wolverine. But when I deployed and saw America from the outside, you're like, damn, man, I miss home. Like, it really is a nice place.
Well, that's where it's like, and I said shortcomings. I think everyone, not just countries, even individuals, we all have shortcomings.
Nobody or nothing's perfect.
No one's perfect. But if you want to be a glass half empty person, then go for it. Seriously, go. If you want to be the negative Nelly, fine. But the flag still stands for freedom to me. I'm proud. I am extremely proud of the extraordinary economic growth and the unimaginable innovation we've showed, military achievements, advancements in medicine, okay? And not to mention the generosity of aid to other nations, along with repeatedly fighting to preserve and extend the freedoms around the globe. That's what we do.
Yeah. Well, look at all the cool shit we've given the world.
Yeah.
All the cool shit. A lot of it is shit that we use today. You know what I mean? There's a ton of stuff, and not to mention culturally, our movies are the most popular around the world. Our music's most popular around the world. You know, I've seen these other countries look at our culture, not even our innovations and inventions that we've given them, but look at what we've done with flight and air travel, how that completely changed the world.
Yeah.
You know, TV, maybe not for the better, but needless to say, it's a huge thing. I know we didn't invent the automobile, but we sure mass produced it and made it affordable. So all these luxuries, air travel, automobiles, if we didn't invent it, we fucking made it better for a period of time. I think we've lost, you know, we sold our soul to mainly China as far as companies and innovation and manufacturing and things. But there was a period of time where we were the number one producer of awesome shit. And culturally, we still are. We have a lot of cultural capital around the world, from our fashion to all that stuff. I mean, we are looked at is the country to go to. If you ask most people around the world, if I buy you a plane ticket to go live somewhere, a lot of people would say America. That's not surprising. Not everybody. Some people might prefer Europe or South America, but around the world, I tell you, this is still the place to be. We are still the standard.
Yeah,
and I'm proud of that.
And
there's a reason for that.
There is. And that type of pride, I think the fight that we have a responsibility to fight and respect the Constitution, 1776, is it's really for the youth. And because if you think about it, either they're going to grow up in the schools to be ashamed of being a patriot, to be an American, or we could remember and celebrate all these great things that you were just saying, or some of the stuff that I mentioned, medical achievements, you know, generosity.
Sure.
We should be talking about those things. Yeah. We shouldn't be ashamed. Okay.
First dude on the moon, you know, all of the space program, the things that we've done and contributed to science and technologies.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of cool shit, you know.
We've done a lot of shitty stuff too, but everyone,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I also remind people anytime that I travel and I've seen it with my own eyes, there's a big difference between a government and the people. You know what I mean? And we've talked about it before. There's a huge, I feel my heart goes out to the Chinese people, but the Chinese Communist Party. Fuck them in the mouth. You know what I mean? And most governments are shitty. I mean, that's by design. They want to empower themselves more and more and more. And the longer they exist, the more dominant they get. So that's just the nature of governments. But I've seen even in tough places, you know, the people are usually good. We, most of us around the world want the same shit.
Yes.
But everybody knows you're more likely to accomplish your dreams in America. You know, yeah. If your dream's to be a millionaire, it's hard to do that in some countries. Whatever social system you're born in, that's where you're stuck. There's not the possibility of upward movement, where in America there is.
Yep.
You can be born here poor, come here poor. Excuse me. My grandfather came here very poor. He died a very wealthy doctor, very well known in the medical community. Yeah,
there you go.
Or that's the American dream.
If you work on a farm here, you're not stuck at a farm. You could go on and be a lawyer. You could go on and do this. You know,
a lot of countries, you're not going to do that. If you're born a farmer, that's
stuck in the
field. You're a fucking farmer.
Yep.
You know, so there's still that ability here that people need to realize. But there is a big effort to kind of criminalize the U.S. And it's unfortunate because young minds are so molded. But that's where we as parents have to be alert. We have to be vigilant. My daughter next year is taking a U.S. history course. And I said, I'm doing your homework with you because I want to see what these motherfuckers are teaching you.
Wow.
And if I have a problem with that, I will address it.
Is that required or an elective in high school?
It's required. It's a requirement for her to graduate, which is good.
Great.
And I think her school is good based on everything I've seen and all this. We're lucky, especially living here in California. We're not part of Sacramento fucking school district and shit out here in Roseville. It's real America. A lot of flags and good people. And
yes,
I think her school will do her right. But I still, and I'm a fan of history. Always have been. Sure. I've loved world history. You know, it's funny too. It's a good thing for our education system. I made some comment about Iraq, and my daughter had no idea where Iraq was. And I'm like, how the fuck do you not know where Iraq is? And she goes, well, in Thailand, we just study about Thai history. She goes, in college, you can study like world history and stuff. And I thought, wow, I think my first world history class was probably, it was middle school.
Oh, yeah.
We studied ancient history, studied about Romans and Greeks. That's what got me interested in, you know, the Odyssey and the Iliad. I read the Iliad when I was 14 years old.
Really?
Loved it. Written by Homer. And so I was kind of surprised. A lot of other countries, that's all you learn about is that country.
Yes.
Where at least in America, at a young age, not university level, we learn about world history, which, again, opens our minds up a little bit. Now, most Americans aren't well-traveled, but, you know. But
I think there's good reason for that, too, because I think what's so cool about the United States is we are a melting pot, right? So we're built on a lot of history from throughout the world, right? So,
well, there's a lot of shit to do here. The families don't have to travel to another country to do a lot of shit. We're a big country. And very diverse as far as cultures. I mean, the Northwest is different than the Southwest, from the Southeast to, you know, New England and, you know. Yeah. No, well, that's what I mean. Like, even as a kid, we would go to New York and California to visit relatives, and that was mind-blowing. It was like being in another country.
Oh, it is.
Whereas 100%. Smaller countries, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, at least for me, I know culturally there's some differences in Thailand, but for me, Thailand seemed like Thailand. I mean, everywhere I went, it was kind of the same vibe, whereas here, it's so big that you're in a very different area, you know?
You know what's interesting about that? Because, again, when you visit other countries, like over in Europe and stuff like that, like if you enter France, there's a French accent. If you go to the UK, there's a UK accent. Australia, we forget that here. It's the same thing. If you go to Chicago, there's a Chicago accent. There's a New York accent.
That's what I mean,
there's
but that's all Southern, contained.
California, Michigan. I mean, it's actually amazing because if you think about it, culturally, it functions as its own country, you know, from local foods to accents. It's crazy. It really is.
It is. Cool. That's what's neat, because other countries, and I know that people born in those countries can tell a difference between, you know, whatever. But for us, but here in America, even if you're a foreigner visiting and you go from Texas to California, wow, they look different. Wow. They speak different. Holy shit. Or from Boston to wherever, you know, Boston to Louisiana. I mean, it's just night and day, but it still functions as a country. It's an awesome concept. And I wish, you know, kind of in the tune of the 4th of July, I wish we would go back to the original concept of our forefathers of, I think, 90% of these big ticket topics that we're fighting over all the time should be kicked back to the states. I think their original vision was a super tiny federal government. To be honest, I think governors should be more powerful than the president. You know what I mean? Yep. If you're the governor of Texas or Wyoming or wherever, you're the boss of that state. I don't think the federal government should tell you what to fucking do. The federal government, very minimal. You know, you keep a national military, whatever, very few small roles. And I think our forefathers envisioned that. Yep. And then the states, you roll how you want to roll. I think all these big ticket items, if they were at the state level, and what that does to us, the people, we can move in with our tribe.
Sure.
Hey, I like how these motherfuckers are doing shit. I'm going to go live there. Is it inconvenient? Is it a little expensive? What's the price for your happiness? Would you you want to live somewhere where you're fucking miserable and you disagree with all their laws and policies? Well, then move.
Right. Well, the funny
thing is, that's the only freedom. If they make a national law about something, no matter what it is, we're so polarized, half the country's going to be pissed. It could be on the simplest thing, the color of toilet paper, and half the country, it becomes politicized instantly.
Yeah, and that's what's happening. And I completely agree, because the one problem, though, is it's getting worse, the me versus we society. To your point, it's like, okay, if it came down the state level and they wanted to do, you know, blue toilet paper in Texas, red toilet paper, and you're, oh, I don't want that. I don't want Okay, cool, dude. Move. Oh, I shouldn't have to move. I like the I like the weather here. I like this. Dude, you're making it about you.
Yeah,
the majority here want this. And if the majority want this, you have two options. You go with it, or you
sit in your own shit. Yeah. Well, sit in your own shit or move somewhere. And that's the only like true freedom we would have, is to locate to a place that we agree with their values, principles, and morals. So if you're, you know, pro God, pro gun, pro fucking life, then move to a state that has those values. If you want to fucking smoke meth and kill babies, and move to that state and do it. God, you do your thing. And when you meet your maker, you fucking have that conversation. But I'm going to be here with my people doing what I like to do. And I kind of hate that concept in a way, because you're really creating two Americas. But newsflash, there already is two Americas. We're so polarized. But if we kick everything down to the state level, at least it's not a perfect situation. I'd rather have one unified country where everyone just, the government should leave us the fuck alone. But at least if we can move to a state that we agree with, then everyone in theory could be happy. Whatever your views are, hey, those are your views. I'll never force my views on you, but I do have my principles. I'm going to live here with people that are similar to me, because I want to do life the way I want to do it. And I don't want to succumb to your goofy BS, and vice versa. I'm not going to force my shit on you.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I've lived in many states here in the country, many, you know, from Illinois to California, to Florida, to Michigan, to Texas. I visit Iowa frequently. I've been all over, and all of them have their own flavors.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know what? At any time, if I didn't like a flavor,
I moved. That's what I do. It's not as hard as you think. And like I said before, what's the price tag for your happiness?
Well,
why would you live somewhere you're miserable?
There's a counter argument to that, and to what we're talking about. And the counter argument says, you know what? Oh, let's see. You guys just say, you know, go to this state for this, or, you know, go move, things like this. Well, they were poor. They can't afford to move, things like this. Let me tell you, I've been poor as balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think about out of college. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You could go rent a U-Haul for $20. I know gas is a little tough right now, but if you want to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. People for centuries have moved across this country in wagons.
Yeah. Okay? Covered wagons, settle the West. Yeah.
Don't tell me it's a cost issue. Okay. It's.
Well, and do you have a flat screen TV? Do you have a fucking smartphone? Right. How much do you spend on Starbucks? You know, are you really poor?
Yep.
You know,
not only that, there are cities that are providing free buses to other states.
Yeah. And you know what? You can save for a year or two. Buy a bus ticket, a plane ticket, a U-Haul, right? You got to plan this. It's not like, okay, I want to move today. You know, we're planning our exodus from California. We're a year out, you know, we're going to move back to Texas. So it takes planning. It takes that forethought, that vision to say, okay, fuck California. I'm moving back to Texas, just happier there. And my dollar went further there. Fuck, you know?
But even if within a state, let's just say that you want to go with the argument, it's too much money to move from one state to another state.
Move out of the Bay Area to the country.
There you go. I was just going to say, like, every you're not state, in Sacramento. Yeah. Look at the difference by you just being in Bakersville or whatever it's called.
And
you could go 15-20 miles.
Yeah, to a county that agrees with you more. Yeah, whether exactly. you're liberal or conservative or whatever, exactly. or maybe it's not politically driven. It's just cost of living. It's cheaper to live an hour outside of town than it is downtown. So you're right. If you're on a budget and maybe you have a bunch of family somewhere, you don't want to move out of state, then there are options within state. I was baffled to actually look at a political map of California. There's more red counties than blue, sure. which is obviously LA and San Francisco, so heavily populated that dictates the politics here. But as far as living, I don't see none of that shit here. It's all just normal people.
You don't. And there's more of us, we people, who you
just
know,
want to be normal, like left this. Alone. Yeah.
But unfortunately, the me, these are all the people at the World Economic Forum, the politicians, you know, they want to say, you know what, screw that. Florida has to be just like New York.
That's the problem.
All these countries have to be like California. Exactly. I'm sorry. These states have to be like California. Stop. Yeah. No. Yeah.
That's what's causing headaches is no matter what the topic is, it can't be solved at the national level because we're so divided right now. And because of the media and politicians and social media on loop, people are just radicalized and entrenched into their beliefs, which is fine. The only solution I see is kick everything down to state level. Fuck it. And I'm moving to Texas because of this, and that. Hey, I'm going to stay in California. Good. I'm not bagging on I don't agree with your principles. Yeah. But I don't want to live next door to you. I don't want to contribute to that system. And I want you to. I want you to be happy. And if you're happy here, I'm happy for you.
Yes.
We can agree to disagree, but we can still be courteous. You know, the liberal people, the handful that follow me on Instagram, we have great relationships. Some of them I talk to every couple of weeks on the phone and shit. And we talk about what we have in common and this and that. And oddly enough, the most common topic I have in common with my liberal friends is firearms. There are a lot of liberals that are firearms enthusiasts. Yep. That's even a divide within that party. But for me, the firearms thing is a big sticking point. You know, that's one of the freedoms that I like to enjoy, which is just weird out here. But the other day, you know, with the abortion stuff and the Second Amendment stuff and all, Second Amendment's tricky because it is in our Constitution. But I would even say for the peace of this fucking country, kick everything down to the state level. I know it's in the Constitution and I know gun people go nuts over that. But who gives a fuck if you live in a two-way state? Great. If you want to kill an unborn child, then go live in a fucking blue state and do your thing.
Stop trying to change us.
Stop trying to change us. I don't agree with what you're doing. I think it's murder. But if you want to do that, I'm not going to force my values on you. You go live somewhere. Well, you can use that as birth control or have the right to do whatever it is you want to do. I want you to do that. I want you to be you, but I'm going to be me over here with my people. And let's just leave each other alone about that stuff. But keep it at the national level because we keep fighting about it. Every time the Supreme Court farts, you know, they fucking throw a hissy fit.
Well, you bring up something interesting, too. I think the biggest problem, and it's getting worse, is I'm tired of people saying they know better for everyone.
I know.
You want to live in these places. You want to live that way of life. Cheers, like you're saying. Yeah. But stop. Just stop trying
to me how to live, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make it the universal way. And this is not just here in the United States. Globally.
Oh, yeah, globally.
Some of these things
are
globally. It's a
global agenda, agenda.
It's terrible. It's like, stop. We're tired.
Live and let live, man. Let people do their thing and... Even if you disagree with it, like I said, that's between them and their maker, whatever they believe in. You make your decisions. You're right. It is a choice. Everything we do in life is a choice. If I decide to rob a liquor store, that's a fucking choice. You got to live with consequences. And sometimes you don't even face those consequences in this life. They're waiting for you in the afterlife. So do your thing. Be you. I'm not going to tell you how to live. Even if I strongly disagree with it, think it's a sin, think it's morally wrong. You do you.
You do you to a point.
I'm not going to allow you to walk around the street and just fucking shoot people. Right. You know, I'm going to intervene there. I mean, there's boundaries to this that people could take out of context.
But you know what's amazing about the simplicity of that statement and philosophy is back in the 80s and 90s and, you know, I would say probably
people did. They left each other alone.
Well,
man.
It's because think about it. Even post 9/11 and up to, I think it got bad, let's say around 2018, but up to 2018, the media was pretty much, they were fair. They were fair. They were neutral.
It wasn't like it is today.
We're going to tell you the news and based on your beliefs and your
affiliations, you figure it out.
Now
Oh, they tell you what to think.
They tell you what to think.
And they straight up lie about shit, man.
Oh, dude,
it's insane.
Well, you know what made it worse? And honest God, I was having a conversation just yesterday about this. Is it's scary if you think about what happened to society globally during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
We were all locked down, right? Depending on your country, you could have been locked down.
And what did people do? They tuned into the news 24 hours a day. They were on their app, social media.
But they found their corner. They wanted to dig their heels in. So if you're liberal, you're going to be MSNBC all day, and I'm getting riled up. If you're conservative, I'm Fox News. I'm getting riled up all day, and I'm listening to podcasts. Think about it. You're indoors. You're
both just as poisonous.
Podcasts.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So why do you think?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's so bad now? When we came out of COVID, the world's amped up.
Yeah.
Depending on what corner you're in, that's why the divide is
and
even
all
bigger.
News is fear based. It's all
it's terrible.
It's clickbait stuff. It's horrible. And you got to think. I think the basic principle our forefathers wanted was to be left the fuck alone, because they just broke free from a tyrannical king in England. And that's why they set up this framework, is that governments, whether it be a monarchy, democracy, whatever it is, they wanted to be left the fuck alone. Mm-hmm. Power to the people, states' rights, that's it. But of course, that national platform has just grown and grown and grown and self-empowered and grown and grown. It's become this big monster. And I think all Americans should agree. Yeah, if everything's kicked down to states level and the state has to reflect what we want, like we talked about earlier, it's not what these politicians, we don't elect them to just run our lives. We elect them to do our bidding. They're our representative.
Yes.
They're an elected representative. So they represent the will of the people in the area. Mm-hmm. Now, if you contain that to the state level, like I said, you can live accordingly.
Yep.
These politicians want national control, which is going to keep us fighting with each other, because there is no topic that you can settle nationally these days. Well, so there should be a big push for all Americans to say, yeah, we want everything at the state level. I don't know why, but we still keep it this national level and the Supreme Court and this and the news. And people are so stupid. I don't get it.
Well, again, by design, the Constitution was meant to be revisited so often. This is why we had a convention of states. We have not had a convention in states in a long time because, again, it's gotten more complicated. It's becoming more bureaucratic. But I'm really hopeful, and any of our listeners out there that are in the United States, you really should go look up convention of states, sign up for these sites, show your list, support it. If you're a state that is not supporting the convention of states, and you need to, they have the forms right there to go contact your congressman or senator. This would give the opportunity to say, okay, listen, Gov, you're too big. We're ratifying this. We're doing this. We're bringing it. That gives the opportunity again, because that's what it was designed. It was for the people to check, say, you guys have been a little out of control. It's time to reel you in.
Yeah. There are tools we have at our disposal.
Yeah.
To reel in this federal overreach, and it's not going to benefit anybody. Doesn't matter your political beliefs. As we said early on, it's about the wealthy elites and a smelly peasants. That's what it's about.
Smelly peasant. I love it.
Dude, I love it.
I mean, I just want to chew bubblegum and kick ass, you know?
I wouldn't want to be an elite, man. If I got thrust into the elite culture, I'd just start punching people, man.
I couldn't even be
at one of those dinner parties, man.
Yeah, man. I'd be like Kid Rock at like the elite thing. So that's why, you know, if I had the money, I'd just be like, you know, like Ted Nugent, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I would turn into. Yeah. Uncle Ted.
Well, you know what? I kind of have a thought here, a wrap up thought here. And it's actually one of my favorite songs around the holidays. Of course, I'm talking about Lee Greenwood. And it gives me chills just saying it. You know, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. That's powerful.
That's awesome. That is.
Again, you will defend it. You will fight for it. You'll stand next to your neighbor. Right there, it says stand next to your neighbor. Okay? Let's get back to that, guys. Let's get back to that beautiful song, Proud to be American. I really think we need to, right?
Dude, I love it. Fuck, I got nothing after that. That was the whammy right there, man.
You know, maybe you should have grabbed your guitar and start just.
I have to learn that song, man. Holy shit.
Oh, dude, you got to launch that. I'm telling you, that song comes on the fourth and some of these parades. And it's just like, if there's not a dry eye, man, or chills, you take off that hat, you stand.
And freedom for all of us, man. All of us, whether we agree, disagree, you know, don't get sucked into this vacuum of pointing fingers and bullshit. None of them are on your side. They're on their own side. They're self-serving. Absolutely. None of them even care that you exist. I don't even know if they need our votes anymore. I think they found a way to elect themselves, dude. 100%. I think we're just obsolete. We're just sucking up the rich man's air at this point. That's how they see it.
Yeah. Well, again,
so I encourage all of us to stop thinking politically, think unified, and start coming up with solutions, man. That's how our nation was born into that mindset, you know, especially coming from a tyrannical king. It's sad what we've evolved into, but I think things come full circle, and I think we're on the upswing to the top of that circle. And I'm hoping that everybody realizes, like, dude, the Democrat Republican argument is fucking decades old, man. You gotta look at this country through different optics to see what's really happening. Mm-hmm. And the us and them, like I said, is not red and blue. It's dollar signs, man. It's the powerful elite and us peasants that are in their way, consuming their shit. As soon as you see it that way, you see it different.
It's a different fight.
You see this game. It's a very different fight. Absolutely. You know, it's gone from boxing to MMA at this point. And you gotta, if you're still trying to box, I feel sorry for you. If you still see America as Democrat versus Republican, you're behind the times. You're gonna get fucking choked out.
Yeah, we're deep in the book. You're still outside the library, my friend. So
yeah, exactly, 100%. So be vigilant, America. You know, it might be our generation's term. It might be our generation's time to fight for these freedoms once again, because freedom isn't free. You know, its roots are in the blood of patriots and people that love this country. And even patriot is now a demonized word. Well, they try to relate it to, you know, white supremacy or all this other bullshit. Bullshit. A patriot is anyone around the world that loves their fucking country. And it's not even exclusively an American term.
That's
simple. You can be patriotic in England, Sweden, Zimbabwe, wherever the fuck you're born and proud of it. That's patriotism. Being proud of your shit.
We're patriots even down the state level. Look at me. I constantly rock the Texas thing because,
Texas,
you know, I'm
is
proud
a big
to be a
example.
Texan. Yeah. You know, we've seen people are proud to be a Coloradan. We see Floridian, you know. Yeah. So it's okay to be proud of your state, your country, whatever. You know, be a good citizen. Be a patriot. Don't be a piece of shit. And like you said, man, don't buy into this old school fight. That's not the fight.
They ain't the fight anymore, man. The fight. The only pride I have in Colorado is we just won the Stanley Cup.
I know. It hurts me as a Red Wing fan, though. It hurts me. It does, you know, because we're still hockey town, brother.
I got my Red Wings in high school. Oh, hockey, the Detroit Red Wings. Oh, different Red Wings.
Yeah, okay. I love that. Well, you know, man, on that note, obviously, I'm wishing all the Vibe Tribe worldwide to celebrate their own Independence Day, but here to our domestic brothers and sisters, happy 4th. You, my friend, have a wonderful barbecue. I wish I could be there, because that's a good old time.
Thank you. I'll definitely take some videos, and I encourage all Americans to get your red, white, and blue wings. This whatever that may be, you can interpret that however you want. Go get you some.
You heard it from Uncle Clark right there. Go for it, guys. Well, as we always say, guys, Vibe Tribe, have a good week. Clark, I love you, brother.
I love you, brother. I love you, America.
Amen. Love you, America. Later, dude. Bye.